As you know, it's this weekend, the winter solstice. Mm-hmm. And we have Christmas next week. Are we going to get snow for it? Talk about all those things. We have AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr joining us today. Good afternoon, Heather.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Oh, we are doing okay.
Well, we're doing better today because the temperature is dropping and it's getting colder, which is how it should be in December. So I'm thrilled to death that we can bundle up. I'm afraid that you're going to tell me that I won't have to bundle up on Christmas.
Well, yeah, here as we go through the upcoming days, we're definitely looking, like you said, at the cooler weather here for today. We have a little bit of an upturn for tomorrow where we get back to 51 degrees, but then we do have a bit of a cold shot with highs only in the 30s for tomorrow and for Saturday, the day of the solstice. And then as we head into Sunday and Monday, temperatures are kind of trending back upward a little bit. And unfortunately, it does look like Christmas Day. The high could very well be in the low 50s with rain.
The snow showers. Or no, we're not going to get snow, are we? We're not getting anything.
It's rain showers.
Yeah, no. I thought maybe earlier in the week.
Unfortunately, right. Yeah, unfortunately, no snow.
So, that Heather, sucks. If you really wanted a white Christmas, what part of the country should you travel to get some snow? Is anyone going to get a white Christmas here?
It is going to be very, very limited white Christmas territory here this year. Now, we have had some snow in parts of New England. They may pick up a little bit more snow here over the next couple of days. So there are parts of New England that could pick up a white Christmas, not so much because it'll actively be snowing, although there could be some snow showers around, but mostly because they have snow on the ground. So that will help them in that situation. We also could be looking at some snowy conditions around the Great Lakes, but even there, it seems mostly confined to areas around more the northernmost lakes, not so much Lakes Erie and Ontario, but more Lake Huron, northern parts of Michigan, including the UP. Even in parts of like Minnesota, it's not a guarantee that it's going to be a white Christmas.
You know, I've got this bad... Amy has a bad feeling for next week. So do I. But I have a bad feeling beyond that.
Whoa.
I have this bad feeling that we're going to get progressively hotter and hotter during Christmas time. And that snow, especially in an area like this, will continue to become more infrequent. Is that what's going to happen?
It really does look like we are going to struggle to get a whole lot in the way of snow, even through the rest of the winter. I think that, you know, we were talking about the probabilities of white Christmases, and it does look like the northern tier over across the Great Lakes and over into parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas have at least a chance for a white Christmas, as well as, of course, a lot of places in the Rockies. But even those areas are struggling a little bit with snow, aside from what has been coming in lake effect. We just haven't been seeing a lot of snow so far. Now, I think that those northern tier places have a better chance to continue to see snow as we go through the winter. But as you get farther away from the northern tier, and especially the Great Lakes and New England, it's going to be much more of a struggle. And I think that does include St. Louis.
But what about year to year? Like 5 years from now?
Year to year, yeah, you know, I tend to agree with you. That certainly has been the trend, climate-wise, that we do struggle. You know, I've been a meteorologist professionally for over 30 years, and definitely the trend has been over the course of my career that we are seeing warmer winters, less snowy winters. Not that we aren't seeing, of course, occasionally big snowstorms, and we don't have years that are snowier than others, and so on and so forth. But the general trend definitely has been to struggle to get snow and definitely favoring rain.
Right. That general trend seems to be warmer. But as you mentioned, you have those years that maybe they're anomaly. Like just 2 years ago, here in St. Louis, it was like 0 degrees and we had snow.
Right.
'Cause we had friends on Christmas morning and the day after Christmas, their pipes were broken. It was a disaster. We had pipes broken here in our building. And because it was Christmas, not a lot of people in the office at the time. And so, yeah, it's funny because my feeling for sure is, okay, things are getting warmer. But I forgot that just 2 years ago, it was so cold, unusually cold.
Yes, and you're still going to have those bouts. You're still going to get the polar vortex issues where, you know, that Arctic air kind of shifts a little bit and comes down into parts of the United States. We're actually going to see a really frigid air mass move into the Great Lakes and the Northeast behind a storm system this weekend, behind the storm system that's coming through over the next couple of days. You're going to see temperatures in parts of northern New England that are going to be not just below zero, but well below zero, and high temperatures, say, in New York City for Sunday are probably only going to be in the 20s. The average high is in the low 40s. So it's going to be like 15 degrees below average. So you're still going to get these really cold spells. You're still going to get snowstorms. These can still happen, but the overall picture does look warmer.
People, over the winter, they go skiing over Christmas break or maybe Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, right? MLK Jr. weekend. And then, of course, there's spring skiing. As a meteorologist, like, what's the relationship between these major ski resorts and meteorologists? Because their business is so weather contingent and on knowing what to expect.
Yeah, and I mean, I have to think we're not their favorite people because we keep struggling to bring them a whole lot of snow. Now, of course, some of these western ski resorts, especially in the Sierra Nevada, a couple of years ago, they had a really wet and cold winter season. And they did get quite a bit of snow, and that's what has helped to improve their drought situation over the last couple of years. Even the last last year was still wetter and brought enough snow. It wasn't as record-setting as the year before, but it was still pretty impressive. So they're still doing okay, but even out there, it is and has been lately more of a struggle to get snow that will carry them over deep into the spring season. And in New England, a lot of those ski resorts in New England also kind of struggling a little bit. And you take a look, especially then at places like down in West Virginia, and that's not an easy thing either. The further south you go, even when you're higher up, it's tougher to keep it cold enough to either get the snow in the first place or to continue to manufacture the snow and have it stick around.
All right. So the weekend is the solstice, which means days are going to start getting longer by next week.
That's right. And, you know, if you've been paying attention, you may notice that already our sunsets are starting to trend a little later, but our sunrises are still trending later as well. And that all kind of starts to change as we head past the solstice, which occurs at 3:21 our time on Saturday morning. So it looks like it's going to be, you know, a slow go as always, but we are going to see those days start to get a little bit longer, and our sunrises and sunsets will start to get our sunrises will get a little earlier and our sunsets will get a little later. Our days will start to creep up longer. And before you know it, it's going to be Groundhog Day and we'll be starting to look at spring.
Okay, Heather, before we let you go, I don't want to put you on the spot if this isn't your area of expertise, but I read this fun fact that on November 18th, and that's when I read the fun fact, you know, a month ago.
Okay.
In this, I don't know how to say the town. It looks like it. Utqiagvik, Alaska, the sun set for the last time in this town in Alaska at 1:27 p.m. local time, and it won't rise again until January 22nd, 2025, because obviously it's like the polar night and the polar day because of the Earth. However, they said even though the sun won't rise again until January, every point on Earth, not counting cloud cover, gets the same amount of sunlight each year. So in the polar day, the sun will rise in this point in Alaska and won't set again for several months. Is that right?
I mean, that probably makes a lot of sense, yes, because even though, as you said, this is the city formerly known as Barrow, way up there above the Arctic Circle. They are up there at, like, you know, 70 to 75 degrees north. They are way, way up there. So the sun does set in November and doesn't come above the horizon again until January. But they have the exact opposite of that, as you said, for the summer months. It comes above the horizon and then it stays, doesn't really set, hence why you get this like midnight sun reference, because the sun is still up 24/7. So it all does kind of balance out a little bit. So I would say that, you know, I don't have any proof of that, but I would say that it does make some sense. Yes.
Crazy.
Heather Zare, AccuWeather meteorologist. We appreciate it. Thank you for the information again, and we'll call on you, I guess, when it snows next.
That's right. We'll see how long that ends up being. Or, it certainly doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon.
Or we'll get like a thunderstorm or something in December.
Maybe a tornado or something.
Well, yeah, we'll get a tornado in January. We'll call you then.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks,
Heather. That's the last thing we need, but at least we can talk then. But always
that's
a pleasure.
Right. Thank you.
That is Heather Zare, AccuWeather meteorologist.